This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Something very strange happened on Fox News yesterday. Fox host Harris Faulkner was in the middle of discussing the violence in the streets when former House Speaker Newt Gingrich laid out one contributing factor, reports TheHill.com. Listen.
Speaker Gingrich, I know you have a final thought for us.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros-elected, left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. Both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
Upset with Gingrich's decision to link leftist billionaire George Soros to the Black Lives Matter riots, listen to what co-host Melissa Francis said.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars...
Marie Harf, a former Obama administration State Department staffer, sided with Fox co-host Francis in favor of the censorship of Newt Gingrich.
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right.
At this point in the conversation, there was a long, awkward pause until Faulkner Harris said this.
Okay, we're going to move on. A historic day at the White House.
Netflix and all those associated with the movie Cuties should be held accountable for distributing a film that promotes the sexual exploitation of minors and includes minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct. The American Family Association applauded Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas for urging U.S. Attorney General William Barr to investigate Netflix for distribution of child pornography by airing Cuties. While Netflix cancellations are reportedly spiking nearly eightfold above what is typical for the streaming service, it's still not backing down. Add your voice to the 31,000 AFA supporters who have sent Attorney General Barr an email. 5 years after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized sodomite faux marriages across the U.S., more than 500,000 households are made up of married homosexual couples, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, reports the Associated Press. Of the 980,000 sodomite couple households reported in 2019, 58% were faux married couples and 42% were unmarried partners. In late August, Brielle Pinkoski, a high school student, was reportedly sent home from Livingston Academy in Tennessee after she refused to change out of her T-shirt that stated, quote, "Homosexuality is a sin," end quote, in bold letters, reports Christian Headlines. Her father, Reverend Rich Pinkoski, who leads Warriors for Christ, told the Christian Post that his daughter had her First Amendment rights violated in standing up for biblical truth while the public school is pro-LHBT. Pretty ironic in light of the numerous students wearing pro-homosexual rainbow messages and clothing. The leftist double standard is alive and well. Reverend Pinkoski asserted, quote, "If a Christian comes up there and repeats what the Bible says, they are seen as intolerant. They are seen as hateful. Simply saying homosexuality is a sin is not hate speech. That's what the Bible says, and we need to start preaching truthfully," end quote. The message on the shirt references 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, which asks, "Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men will inherit the kingdom of God." Herschel Walker, the former Georgia Bulldog, Heisman Trophy winner, and NFL great, posted a video on his Twitter account sharing his thoughts about learning that Black Lives Matter is led by, quote, "trained Marxists," end quote, reports Fox News.
The other day, I was listening to one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, and I heard her say that they are trained Marxists. I'm challenging every owner in NFL, every owner of Major League Sports, every owner of stadiums, every leader in Washington, every church. I'm challenging every professional player. Is this who you're supporting? Because a trained Marxist tells you that they're anti-government, they're anti-American, they're anti-Christian, they're anti-everything. They're saying it with their own mouth. When you talk about supporting BLM, are you supporting the group that said that they are trained Marxists?
In another Twitter video, Walker backed the police.
America, we have to support our men and women in blue, our police. We've had so many chief of police to step down, to resign. Do you know how difficult it is for anyone to become chief of police, let alone a woman? It is time for this to stop. America, we have to get behind our people in blue. So I want all the kids out there, white, brown, all the kids out there to realize that all police are not bad.
And finally, appearing on the Ingram Angle with Fox host Laura Ingram, California pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church said he's willing to go to jail for holding indoor services in defiance of Democratic coronavirus health restrictions, and that if arrested, he'll preach the gospel there too, reports ChristianHeadlines.com.
We received a letter with a threat that we could be fined or I could go to jail for a maximum of 6 months. Of course, you know, my biblical hero, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Apostle Paul. And when he went into a town, he didn't ask what the hotel was like. He asked what the jail was like because he knew that's where he was going to spend his time. I don't mind being a little apostolic. If they want to tuck me in a jail, I'm open for a jail ministry. I've done a lot of other ministries and haven't had the opportunity to do that one, so bring it on.
MacArthur said, quote, I am so thankful that President Trump has told me personally that he supports the church as essential and the church's need to stay open. So, with the Constitution on our side and the president's backing, we're open, end quote. Acts 5 verse 29 says, I would rather obey God than man. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.